Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejects any suggestion of Ukraine relinquishing territory to Russia as part of a potential peace deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin briefs Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on talks with US and recent peace efforts related to Ukraine. India welcomes proposed US-Russia summit in Alaska on 15th August, says it holds promise of peace in Ukraine. General elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026, says poll body chief. And World Lion Day being observed today across the globe. And now the news in detail. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has firmly rejected any suggestion that Ukraine might relinquish territory to Russia as part of a potential peace deal, following comments by US President Donald Trump proposing a territorial swap to end the war. Ukraine will not surrender land to the occupier, Zelensky said, emphasizing that Kyiv has no intention of rewarding Russia for its aggression. Zelensky underscored the need for a genuine and enduring peace, saying the goal is not a pause in the killings, but a real lasting peace immediately. His remarks came as top Ukrainian and European officials met with US Vice President J.D. Vance in Kent, England, to discuss diplomatic avenues for ending the conflict, now entering its fourth year. Mr. Zelensky also strongly criticized a planned meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. Many European leaders in a statement have said that only an approach that combines active diplomacy, support to Ukraine, and pressure on Russia can bring the war in Ukraine to an end. A report.
The statement was signed by the leaders of France, Italy, Germany, Poland, United Kingdom, Finland, and the European Union president. The statement said that they welcome US President Donald Trump's work to stop the killings in Ukraine. The statement further said that they stand ready to support this work diplomatically as well as by upholding their substantive military and financial support to Ukraine, including through the work of the Coalition of the Willing and by upholding and imposing restrictive measures against the Russian Federation. Sayukta Yadav, News Desk.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday for about 40 minutes, the presidential palace in Brasilia said. It added that Putin briefed him on talks with the United States and recent peace efforts related to the war in Ukraine. The two leaders also discussed cooperation within the BRICS bloc of emerging economies and reviewed the current international political and economic situation. The conversation with Lula is the latest of a flurry of calls between Putin and foreign leaders in recent days ahead of the Russian president's expected meeting with US President Donald Trump next week. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on the 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, "This meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace." It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war. The ministry said India therefore endorses the upcoming meeting and stands ready to support these efforts. This is Akashvani giving you world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to World News. Three Thai soldiers were injured by a landmine while patrolling a border area near Cambodia, the Thai army said in a statement. One soldier lost a foot and two others were injured after one of them stepped on a landmine as they patrolled an area between Thailand's Sisaket and Cambodia's Prea Vihar provinces. Thailand's army has accused the neighboring country of planting concealed weapons in violation of international law. Cambodia has denied the accusation. The incident came 2 days after the two countries reasserted their commitment to a ceasefire that ended a brief but intense period of fighting. The incident risks inflaming tensions, which remain high despite the fragile truce agreed on 29th of July to end the armed conflict. The offices of South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba have been coordinating to hold a summit in Tokyo later this month. The meeting is most likely to take place around 23rd of August. South Korean presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung said the two sides have been coordinating the summit, but the schedule has not yet been confirmed. If realized, it would be Lee's first visit to Japan since taking office in early June and would signal the resumption of shuttle diplomacy between the two nations' leaders. Bangladesh's Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has said that the upcoming 13th Jodhia Songsad National Parliament elections will be held in the first half of February next year. He said that the Election Commission will do everything necessary to hold a free, fair and acceptable election. Our correspondent has the details.
The Chief Election Commissioner of Bangladesh said on Saturday that the next national election is likely to be held in the first half of February 2026. The Election Commission has intensified preparations across the country. He said that the schedule may be announced in early December, 2 months before the national election. Nasiruddin admitted that the public trust in the electoral process has eroded and also acknowledged that an encouraging voter turnout remains a significant challenge in front of the Election Commission. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The Election Commission has issued a press release announcing that the draft voter list will be published today. Following necessary corrections, the final voter list is scheduled for release on the 31st of this month. And now, news from the world of sports.
In chess, a strong performance from world number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Arigesi saw him defeat American G.M. Ray Robinson to stay in sole second position behind Germany's Vincent Kiemer after 3 rounds of the Quantum Chennai Grandmaster tournament yesterday. With 6 more rounds to go in the round-robin competition in the Masters category, Arigesi is on 2.5 points, while Kiemer continues to lead with a perfect score of 3 points after scoring another victory this time against Karthikeyan Murli in the classical chess tournament. In football, Mohun Bagan Supergiant has reached the quarter-final of Durant Cup football tournament. In the last league match of Group B held in Kolkata yesterday, Mohun Bagan has defeated Diamond Harbour FC by 5-1 to reach the knockout stage as group top. The 3-day tug-of-war competition of the World Games 2025 kicked off at Chengdu in China with Britain's men's 640kg team clinching gold after a dominant performance against regaining champion Switzerland. With Bimal Mahapatra, Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani, Delhi.
World Lion Day is being observed today across the globe. Gujarat is marking a major milestone in the conservation of the majestic Asiatic lion. The Vardha Wildlife Sanctuary near Porbandar has emerged as a beacon of ecological restoration and community-driven progress. As Gujarat's lion census of 2025 records a historic 891 lions statewide, Vardha leads the way in expanding habitats beyond Gir. SpaceX safely brought back 4 astronauts of the United States, Japan and Russia back on Earth. NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, JAXA or Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Takuya Onishi, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov returned to Earth after spending about 148 days on the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the 4-person crew splashed down off the coast of San Diego, California yesterday. The crew had landed on the ISS in March and conducted science work during the last 5 months. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejects any suggestion of Ukraine relinquishing territory to Russia as part of a potential peace deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin briefs Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on talks with United States and recent peace efforts related to Ukraine. India welcomes proposed US-Russia summit in Alaska on 15th August, says it holds promise of peace in Ukraine. General elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026, says poll body chief. And World Lion Day being observed today across the globe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.